From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ugrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, May 4th, 2026. Planned Parenthood in Maine is expressing relief that the U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily restored access to the medication abortion drug mifepristone. On Friday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a stay that prohibited providers from dispensing the drug to telehealth patients or through mail-order pharmacies while a lawsuit works its way through the courts. Nicole Clegg, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Northern New England, says even though mifepristone was banned for just a few days, it was very disruptive for patients and providers.
And what we know is that this is an incredibly safe drug. It's been available for decades, and people have relied on it. But because politics are interfering with medicine, I don't know what the future is going to be.
The U.S. Supreme Court order is in effect for a week while it considers the issue more broadly. State Senator Joe Baldacci received a high-profile boost from a National Democratic Committee today in his bid for Maine's 2nd Congressional District seat. But as Kevin Miller reports, Baldacci's three primary opponents dismissed the endorsement as another attempt by national interests to sway Maine voters.
The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee endorsed Baldacci just 5 weeks before the June 9th primary. At a minimum, it offers Baldacci organizational and fundraising support now, and if he wins next month, in the race against former Republican Governor Paul LePage this fall.
I think that they've examined the field, and they've, I'm assuming, have done a fair amount of research, and I think it shows that we're the strongest candidate to take on LePage. Really, that's the bottom line issue for most Democrats.
But the announcement didn't sit well with his opponents. Matt Dunlap and Jordan Wood called the DCCC, quote, establishment Democrats and Washington, D.C. insiders who are trying to put their thumb on the scale. And Paige Loud posted on social media that the party is clearly not interested in progress. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
A federal appeals court today heard oral arguments in a lawsuit brought by the American Civil Liberties Union of Maine and other groups challenging the Trump administration's policy of denying bond hearings to certain immigration detainees. ACLU legal director Carol Garvin says that's affected Maine residents arrested by ICE.
Dozens and dozens of people in Maine have been picked up and subject to what is essentially mandatory detention.
Garvin says a lower court has ruled in favor of the detainees included in the class action, but that the immigration court system, which is part of the executive branch, has continued to deny bond hearings. That, she says, has forced detainees to seek relief through individual wrongful detention lawsuits in federal court. And Maine Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Pingree says she'll visit an Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention facility this week in an effort to assist 19-year-old Olivia Andre, an asylum seeker from Portland who's been detained there since November. Pingree made the announcement at the Maine Democratic Party's convention in Portland Saturday.
So next week, I will travel to Texas to see if we can get Olivia Andre released.
Andre and her family were detained by border agents in New York after they tried to seek asylum in Canada. Her mother and two younger siblings were released in March. In an email, an ICE spokesperson said Andre is a, quote, illegal alien with a final order of removal and no right to remain in the United States. The Trump administration says it supports a proposal by Maine Democratic Congressman Jared Golden to push back new federal protections for North Atlantic right whales to 2035. Michael Livingston reports.
Lobstermen maintain that the new federal protections for endangered right whales would cripple the fishing industry. After they filed suit, a moratorium on them was put in place until 2028. But Golden's proposal would push the timeline out even further. He says the extension is needed to give the government, quote, time to get the science right. And Patrice McCarron, president of the Maine Lobstermen's Association, agrees.
To protect them, we need to know where they are and how they overlap with the fishery so that we can put measures in place that matter to the whales without causing undue harm to the fishery.
The North Atlantic right whale population is about 380 individuals, according to the New England Aquarium. Research shows their most common cause of death is entanglement in fishing gear or colliding with vessels. Golden's bill was referred to the House Committee on Natural Resources and still needs to be voted on in Congress. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Michael Livingston.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, spring gardening. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.